Sometimes we underestimate the power of midas to influence and corrupt our judgment, our thinking, our lives. We know that the midah of gaiva, for example, the Torah says, "V'rom levovcho v'shochach tves Hashem." Person can have a sense of ego, of elevation, of gaiva, li roi tehilo. You know, I'm worthy of praise. Not that I appreciate that it's all from Hashem, not that I realize that there's so much more that I could have accomplished, but li roi tehilo. And that gaiva could bring v'ram levovcha v'shochach des Hashem. I think we're aware of that. We're also aware that the etzem recognizing of Hashem is also an ongoing avodah. There are many excuses and causes and factors which can affect that. Ad kedei kach that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he stood in front of the Klal Yisrael and reviewing with them all the nisim that they had experienced, he says to them at the end or in the middle of that whole speech in Parshas Vayeschanav, Yodato Hayoim, you know it this day. You have to remind yourself constantly, Hashivoisa, return it to your heart. Again and again and again. Hashemu Elikim Hashemayim Imal Valoros Mitochas. We taka, return it 3 times a day. In Oleinu, we repeat it again. So that we know. We know that the awareness of Hashem is a delicate thing. The gaiva could cause us to forget. There may be other factors that require us to constantly review it. Hashivoisa Elavovecho. But here in this parsha, in Parshas Va'era, there's a very interesting insight in the Balei Tosfos, and that is that Hashem starts. He says, "Vayadabra Elokim el Moshe, vayomer elov ani Hashem." Tells him ani Hashem. So the Medrash Tanchuma says as follows: ani Hashem. I think you have it here at the bottom. Ma'u ani Hashem. Elo omar loy. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Af al pi she'osisi oischo Eloi ha al paroi. I made you, like I said, because the Pasuk says later, the Pasuk says beferish, that Vayom Hashem el Moshe re'ei nesaticho Eloi Eloi Nosatich Elohim lefaroi, faro nochicho yiyene viecho. I made you like a god, so to speak. And Rashi says what that means. Of course, not a god. Shofet veroide liradoisoi b'makas v'yisurim. I made you the judge and the oppressor, to oppress him with makos and with yisurim. So that's what the Pasuk says, Reino Saticho Elohim Lefaroi. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Af al pisho sisi oischo Eloha al paroi, ani Hashem, ein ato Eloi ka, el al paroi, shenema reine saticho. So you're only this God, so to speak, that I made you for paroi. But don't get carried away. That's where it stops. The Balei Tosfos say it over a little bit more. And they say like this, V'yom rei lov ani Hashem, mahu ani Hashem, kloimar, af al pi shamarti l'chorei nesaticho Elohim lefaroi, even though I said you're going to be like this God to paroi, loy ato Eloi kai, I think it says, ki im leparoi, remember, you're only this God to paroi, Ach ani Hashem gam lecho, but I'm God to you. L'chora, if we think about what's happening over here, it's very bizarre. If you look at the psukim in Vo'era by Shlishi, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, ani Hashem daber ol paro melech Mitzrayim kol asher ani dover elecho. Hashem speaks to Moshe, tells him this, I want you to go to paro to speak to him. Vayom Moshe lefnei Hashem, hein ani aral sfosayim, ve'ech yishma elai paroi. I have a problem speaking. I have a speech impediment. How's Paro going to understand to listen to me what I have to speak? Moshe Rabbeinu feels he's not worthy for this shlichus. you're going to be the one to be the shofet, as Rashi says, and the roideh, b'makas v'yisurim, but Aaron is going to be nevi'echo, and he explains the Novi means, he says, as Odom hamachriz u'mashmia le'om divrei toichochos. He's going to be the one who is going to announce everything. He's going to speak. He'll carry out all the speeches for you. You're just going to be the shofet and the actual inflictor of these things. You have a job. You're going to be this position that I gave you, but you're not going to be the sole source of this, the sole perpetrator of this position. Aaron's going to help you. He'll be the spokesman. You'll speak to him. I'll speak to you. You'll speak to him, and he'll deliver the message. So here you have a Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides the fact that he's the honor of Mikol Odom, he's mamish. Nobody reached that level of anova. And you have a Moshe Rabbeinu who's Aral Sfosayim, and who originally even refuses, doesn't even want to undertake the shlichus, and Hashem convinces him with this status of godliness, of that the Loshen Elohim that he uses there, that he's going to be the Shefet and the Roideh. He convinces him, don't worry, he says, Aaron is going to be there with you. You're really not even going to speak to Paro, because we realize that you can't even speak, and your just job is to judge and to deliver, but Aaron is going to be the spokesman and so forth. And such a person, Hashem speaks to him in such terms and says, you know something? Now that I gave you this position of Sororo, I have to remind you, especially, I have to start with telling you, Ani Hashem, even though I gave you this Nesaticho Elohim Lefaroi, Lo Yato Eloi Kai. Now, I don't know, it's what it says. So you're not God. It sounds almost as if you're not my God, but I can't swear for that, because the in the Lashon of the Medrash says, Ein Ato Eloi Ka. So maybe there's some misprint there. But Kiyim Leparoi, you're only that to Paro. Ach Ani Hashem Gam Lecho. I have to remind you that I am Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his anova, with all his refusal to undertake this position, with the fact that he doesn't even have the full responsibility or capability to execute the position, he has to have Aaron coming and speak for him, and he's his spokesman, he's his novi, he's Moshe Rabbeinu, is just the main player over here. And all that could go to his head, to the extent, I guess, I don't know, that's what it seems to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, no, don't get carried away. You're not quite the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ani Hashem Gam Lecho. I am also yours, even though I've given you such a position. So it seems that there's such an acute danger of any type of position of power or position of leadership or position of Moshe Rabbeinu coming and judgment, you know, passing judgment, certain level of control, a minimal level of control. It's not the complete level of control. And it's a Moshe Rabbeinu who knows that everything that he's given is all given to him by Hashem. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu who himself is the greatest onof, who realizes his own limitations, and who knows that Hashem is the one that is the source. He's speaking directly to him. So he's telling him, here, I'm giving you this power. I'm authorizing you. You're going to act on my behalf, and you're not even fully capable of doing the whole job. You're going to have assistance too, so don't worry, but carry it out. But remember, Ani Hashem, don't think that you're me. I'm still your God. I mean, it sounds like that a position of elevation of any sort can bring the greatest person with the fullest knowledge of where the power to his elevation comes from to the level of momentarily or subtly, or ever so slightly, in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, such a dakas it must be, but something on the level of the need for Hashem to remind, hey, I'm still the boss. I think that the ramification of this idea is very critical to our existence. I think it's a message for parents. You know, parents, I know I laugh when I hear parents telling me that, I don't have control. My kid is 14. I don't have any control anymore. And I ask, you know, when did you have control? We don't have control. But we think we're in a position of control. A parent thinks, well, I'm the parent. You know, that was an old-fashioned philosophy. In today's world, kids laugh at that. But I'm the parent. A teacher feels, I'm the teacher. This is my classroom. I'm in charge of this class. I stand on the podium up here, and I look down at everybody else, and I talk to them. And they have to be obedient, and I'm the one who's in charge. And I will judge their mistakes and their inappropriate action and react accordingly. And the position is so dangerous. This, I should have stood down there today. The position is so dangerous that it's shaykh to get confused and to think that I'm the Bal Koyach, and I'm the Bal Dover, and I'm the Bal Abbas. And on a certain level, the Rebbeinu Shalala with me is the same thing. I mean, the truth of the matter is, it's a terrible nusach, but we find there are people playing God. They play God. I make judgments that only the Rebbeinu Shalom can make. I inflict punishments that only the Rebbeinu Shalom has the right to do. I insult people that only the Rebbeinu Shalom has the right to do. I paskin dinei nefoshos that only the Rebbeinu Shalom has the right to do. Because when I get up here and I'm in a position of sorora, the danger of going to one's head is so overwhelming, is so powerful, is so acute that, yeah, there's such an nisayon. Like, I don't know how else to express it, which I guess what that really means is that a person, any time we're in any leadership position, be it parent or teacher or anything, elected political official, okay, any position of power, has to be very careful. You got to learn Musa all the time. If Moshe Rabbeinu needed a posuk, needed a reminder, Ani Hashem gam lecho, Halacha kama v'kama. What we need in order to make sure that gaiva that sets in when a person is in such a position, not only doesn't allow him to forget Hashem, not only doesn't allow him to need constantly reminders, Hashem hu Elokim, but could even have the impact on confusing him about who's Hashem and who is he. It's mavel al arayim, but it's a pachad and something that in life, I guess, we have to address.